dip through the moon. Who can say it isn't right?
Right.
The sun shines a different light.
Light.
As the world goes round,
round.
Everybody's getting down.
Down.
How could you wish a pain?
Pain.
Cause you have a maiden name.
Sunny days, or rather the weather, weathered or not with the double zero, as a placeholder, to hold or to bother, though the finery of lines drawn up to be just and see, and will do, redo, statements of facts, on printed cards for the payment of self and addressed, stationery and a letter opener, see the qualms of the parallel it starts here, and always does, and as about, and the time settles it all, as the sediments, produced and felt. In either direction, we find the you and the you about, selfless, from calming coming of annuity, from the past and up and the not yet seen or to be understood, yet always some and some more are and on. You may find that to in the kind time between non-failure, the error is about, all the time and time being, coupled as they are, as in coupler, the accoutrements measured in board, but just, as an analog, to the analog, representable like its seismic counterpart. And gentle enough, this voice brings you the conscious of consumer science and the epileptical centripetal non-forceries to drop the question on the floor and throw it into the mix for others to question in a defaulting state of discovery. The ground-up helix is the reflection of air and sound, and you've reached the center, if and only just to listen. This is Aqua Q and a refreshment of texture on this the 17th of May, Station 1.
We bring you now, Radio 11, at Monday the 5 p.m. time slotted bodgery for wit to stick and ponder, just and real and time and again, coming up next, 2.5 feet, written for the non-hospital in you, and your fellow to follow up stalk, as in the utter ludicrosity of measure, sized up and bite size, do also listen to the real timity of spatial quasimetry, awre.fm radio, on all the time, and spaced out bliss from station 1 to ground station. To reprisals of Radio 11, the 24-hour clock sees all measure of leisure to the episodical epistemologicals of non-sediment. We proceed now to the next, and for with and not without, join me now, Aqua Q.
To right feet on backwards tackle nonsense in a sensical central causal relationship of worldly matters of materially frantasticali motioning questions of checkery and balanced an even more set of throws into the early to be evening, if that was your time of night, and it was, not to stop bother or just that it was, slily changed and to the left again, patter as if that pattern was gently dipped into a spiky street of electrics whizzed by with the murmurs of hearts neatly tucked behind stereos while mild chatter of the news events of a day yet to come or was happening a world away, as it always was and thus reported into the airwaves if you were inclined or reclined to listen or let it flow into as the FM programming you choose to start your day. When the day becomes and turns away the night which you forget for the purposes of sanity, yet seek it again on a regular basis to maintain such a staticity of non-forgetfulness, only slightly to offset the ins of sanity again, and again, which oddly fits your design, or did and does by memory alone, as you may be in these moments as listening again, what is it that continues the forces of life inside any of us, or simultaneously all of us, and also what brings death and is that in sequence or altogether? Is death perhaps overworked these days, and should we feel sorrow for a job which ought not to return a lot of satisfaction to such a non-forced force of zeroing out, or is it a time of jubilee for the finals to be lifted and sorted or tossed around on sleds into a trucked city vehicle while their families ponder from far away if they'll see their child in the stars the very evening, or perhaps next week, and wait. It was a ghost town. This town outside of town, where the reported and seemingly dead arrived, in a bus, to a bar which nay served alcohol, at a time which was neither between day or night, and as it unloaded, the people on it, looked forward and around a bit, and didn't talk or offer each other a help of any kind, for that's what got them into this predicament. And it was a predicament, preceded by a non-behavior and thrown under their arms like the pillow they brought to bed and perhaps still had, clinging on as some to the last bits of electrics which grounded them to this, the planet of their choosing, as delivered their lifetime ago by that hopped-up beast of perhaps a stork, or shot out of a cannon as they now remembered, making their way towards a new challenge, delivered at that very hospital, or one near and far away from their hearts. Which were no longer beating themselves up like the drummer they perhaps followed, or perhaps even made a sound in motion to start their own circle, and did. Well, did, was the operative word here, and there was no operation. For some this was a relief, and for others they'd hoped of a bit more fervor in their demise, instead of this old bus, which was now pulling away to get some more. And the more company it brought, you'd think the mood would change, or that the party would start, and that life would begin again for these souls without ne'er a pair of sock on some, perhaps too rich to go poor on the streets they loved, or even not given the chance to go mad and rediscover a world of living before they unchoose to. Well, what had happened? Death was standing over, just there. But he had a sort of uniform on. Not the usual one you'd expect, big black coat with coal black eyes you couldn't see. And he had a voice. Again, not the usual tonal somber one you'd see in film, but a quiet calm and directing voice, as he took out a map and motioned to a set of others on where this next lot was meant to settle. A settlement for the dead. On this planet? Or in it? There was a hole up ahead. Some people were already walking towards it, perhaps that's where they were meant to go. In such a malaise of non-reasoning, they reasoned with each other and some began to point. The men pointed back at them and motioned. There was a young man, or perhaps a young woman, oh likely it was a man, and based on his pajamas he'd been comfortable up until a moment ago, or several, counting the Riga's route which the bus took on its way up here. Or was it down here? He pondered. The lights were still visible from where he stood, that way over there. That warm city, and now this cold plot and plotted bit of land with a warmish hole. That was their reasoning. The man's name had to be reminded to himself at this moment, by the too soon pair of other uniformed men who approached him and called to his attention his new identification. It goes on your toe, sir, was a bit of laughter from the other. We tag 'em and bag 'em and you have made a grade up to the other level, one said. Oh, it's just I was stammering about to happen. He thought he'd get his bearings first, but time in this place was not a luxury as it was on the, and where am I? Level K, said the other. That's where we're taking you. Answers to his questions were not forthright and he decided he would walk along and discover what the men were up and about. They looked down at his feet and turned with each other and walked a bit in the direction our character was thinking of going in anyway. They all moved forward. One had a radio, and it clackered every 30 seconds or so. No audio, and there was a solemn understanding between the men, who moved in their usual way and as if they had some regular duty here, and they did. To deliver this man to the level, as stated, K. A small door appeared, lit only by the seam to show that there were electrics inside, and perhaps life, he thought. I mean, who would power the electrics, and perhaps there was heat. It was dimly cold and wet outside, and he'd hoped for perhaps a cocoa once they'd arrived at a resting spot. The door opened and a middle-aged woman motioned them in. Inside was just a couch, and a television which was not turned on, and he sat as was motioned to do so, and they left. He fiddled with the couch and sat for a bit, then decided to lay down and wait for something else to happen. His eyes closed. Closure, he thought to himself. As in close again, and now on a couch. He'd just left his bed, and how? Odd, he couldn't remember. What about the night before? Still nothing. Though he recognized his own pajamas. They were a gift, for he'd never consider wearing clothes to bed until people started buying them at holidays. Birthday. His mind sprang a bit. Yeah, he remembered that. Well, the word anyway, but forgot the date. Hum. He hummed to himself. The couch was comfortable still, and still, and as he was noticing the something nothing around him was as familiar as his memory of forgetfulness. He was kind of enjoying the non-enjoying and hoped it would last for a while too, when a chime chimed. You're up, popped in a young woman, through a door which appeared only momentarily and lingered lit and hopeful for his arrival through it and onto something new and perhaps exciting. I wouldn't bet on it, the young woman held the door open still. Oh, what? Exciting, isn't it? You'll think to yourself as you walk towards me, and perhaps it will be. But I've never seen it. Her eyes bobbed a bit over his pajamas. He was noticing that everybody was noticing his pajamas, including himself, and he smiled now and turned up towards the lady and decided to make a change. James, he offered a glance over her in his hand to shake it if she was so undesirable to do so. Oh, she shook his hand and her lips tilted towards a similar smile in a manner liking to him. Your new home, is it? Last one left you behind? Well, we've got you here and in the now. She offered a bit more of herself as light conversation. Oh, well, good, I mean. It's nice to. I mean. See. I mean, look at you. Still human, right? Aren't we? A bit more of that and we'll all be into spring in no time. She beamed a bit more. Here, come along and listen. And put her arm around him as they both walked into the level while she let the door close behind them. There is more conversation through here, and there. And. She motioned there. The ideas are sorted throughout, but I think you'll find they're color-coded to your liking. At least I think so. The mats are for play or playfulness, not resting, and the coffee pot is locked up. But I'll get you a cup if you'd like. Caffeine at this time of night, though, I wouldn't recommend it, but some do. Just up ahead, the hallways were opening and rooms became larger, with a twisty maze of passages broken off from left to center, and they appeared to light up as he saw people walking around and through them, with some evidence of direction. Some were carrying notebooks and others simply appeared and disappeared in their gowns without shoes, of varying colors. Yes, I'd love a cup. It'll just get me started, you know. I mean, it was a long. He'd forgotten about the bus. He'd forgotten about the door. He'd remember this place, surely. And he looked over to her to see what she was about to say. Synaptic haptics, the stated in plain technical language. It's the engine which runs this place. Thought up by thought itself. Kind of a miracle it works at all, and that's kind and to the point. You'll discover in a second. And she handed him a coffee. It was black and sweet, and a bit artificial tasting, and he sucked at it and it was warm, and he kept the cup at his side and thought to speak. So what do you do here? I mean, besides this, he attempted a light bit of conversation he was sort of used to, in these types of situations which had now become rare enough. I bring the people who power the machine, and you're it. Would you like to know more? Because I would. We all would, and the last one just fired. Oh good, there's still some in there. I thought I'd have to push you in the chute, but things seem to still be functioning. Chute. Chute. Oh, that there. Well, I wouldn't jump in there, it's frightening, you'd have to push me. They both smiled. Yes, that's what I do, normally. But we have some time, would you like to take a walk? They did walk around the outside, as it was in this place of interior. And occasionally they saw some people, and mostly it just hummed, and they talked. And she reminded him of some of the tools of coping he'd forgotten, and while he didn't need coping now, he thought he might, and might remember, and if anything it was that, and her smile, and they carried on about the place, and, well, about the place and what it was for and for whom and why indeed and however and so about who the guy was walking, and then about the drawings on the walls they were passing, and the variety of colors which were always just on the sides of them as they passed through each space. Things were indeed warm at this moment, and he looked at her again, this time with familiarity and friendship, and was hopeful they could stay together for some time more, and that they'd discover this place and see it in a new light, and carry each other on in conversation and fluidity, and that it would be good for the pair of them. If you'd like, was her verbal response to his nonverbal reckoning. It's more and more like yourself the more you put into it. You'll find that, and it'll find you, and bit more at a time while we're all comfortable, and that's the idea. She smiled jokingly. The idea, she repeated, it's just that's the point of this place. Two of you, the idea. Welcome to Level K. We're off to a good start, I thought you might. And here we are. Fab. If you have any more, I'm keen to listen. She listened. Hear that warble up ahead? That's you. We'd best keep be walking while it's still an idea. And she took his hand, perhaps warmed by the coffee, but very likely by the idea of a place to have something, and hold it gently, and that wasn't the artificial sweetener talking. This place was a good idea, and he smiled to himself as gently as she touched his fingers, and carried himself up a bit with her, to the level, as it lit up and fired and the visuals became deeper and he even touched the walls sometimes and they glowed, and he looked at her and she glowed, and it was pretty damn magical for this time of a lifetime to discover her in such a place, and so they flowed into it, and it flowed, and when they stopped, it still happened around them, and when then moved, there was a bit of zippiness, but it stayed with them. Well, we've reached 88 lines of code. She stamped her feet gently as he just noticed her light shoes for the first time. You know that's your little joke, and it's time for punch up punch tape light conversation. Here, let's put on a bit of music. Thanks for the idea. The music came on and they smiled and continued on to walk and silently talk a bit, observing the synapses which fired in the vision which appeared on the walls, and it was fine and on they wanted to go. Which was a good start. I have a little joke too. He finally said out loud. Oh? You were fired. And he dove into her and kissed her everywhere at once. Illuminating the entire place with a spark which went off into every direction, just for a second, which seemed like the life and worth living for that instant and a lifetime, and instantaneously it was and is. At just a little synaptic joke, he grinned at her. She was still lit up and look at her arms, throw back she grinned, and welcome to the happenings of haptics. You've made a great day egg drop botter stop drop bot. That's funny coming from you. The next one's better. And it was again, and again. And they fired each synapse they chose, and sparked with love at each corridor of an idea that made them look at each other, in their eyes, or eyes to any part that needed sparking, and they understood, for that was this place, and they continued and met each other and stayed themselves of course, and sometimes carried each other on in lighter conversation, or as they overheard the walls talking to them, and then they would suddenly smile and it would happen again. They banged on the brain walls just for the fun of it, and fell over as they were toppled about, and onto each other. And that made them laugh more and they rolled around and stayed here and there for a bit more each time, and sometimes they ran, if it was their choosing. And sometimes they posed and talked about the art which should be here and over there and sometimes they saved each other from a doldrum of underthinking, or over non-participating, and they had now and continued to begin, and know they had always been with each other, as electrics. And electrics didn't falter. Not here in this purity of space, and space gap they fired it again. And rang a bell and kicked the walls and made it jump and they tuned an orchestral of sound, and it rang through the chambers, and they found a corner of this place, and would create anything they wished for a time and time again, which they found with each and again too. And it was good. Dash. The presided auricolaudit modis are built and maintained for the inspirational inspired set of living juxtapositional elements which bring rocks to the ocean and women into fluffy places where cuddly was in fact, invented. Maintained with jester lews of material speculatory, we shine on the dark warbly bits for 2.5 feet of tubing with a heat meant just for the now again, as needed. Take 2. Aqua Q. Cold room square, squared by motion and turns. Dot. Provided to you, the music. Always on, summoned where it is pronounced produce profound and found again, in briefs and briefly, under worn and at and about. Dot. Just a hint, is what needed of the what is. Love. Dot. Flavored. Of multiplied and for hours and hours and keyed up treasured playful and directed produced and acted out from within the opposites track and attract the each of each other, from mother of earth grounded and wired up to find. Dot. Few and far to give into like a well off and on an alternating, the signal which provides the continuous loop, envisioned, endoscoped and periscoped as in a submarine, sandwiched and fixed food the good of a fine wine, strung, taught and sewn into our hearts, as a single blood cell, which travels with us, making us all perfecter each time we choose for another. Dot. We find, and we do, each moment with another is precise and precious and the will and well known are also delicate at the needed and just, what are we saying now? Oh. Dot. It is said, as it is said here, that continuity of love is akin to just that, our likeness, liked, and based in a thick active element which is our universal, pluggable, playable, and well, just and that. Dot. So how and just was love a discovered, and rediscoverable, and often and that, seasonally, as if a little hint from the rest who remembered, said the birds and the bees, as they flap and color themselves and find new home each and every time. Dot. Words are simple and enough for just a time and just shy of that, even, and as a practice, becomes, and strengthens within each reassertion of the kind that makes us whole. Dot. These words are few and many and, pang dot the at times if only to say enough of talk in the o's and you're so on and how can we meet if not in spaces first and more spaces now and again later and on and carried, like our own bodies as we walk and run and think of who the other needs and is needed and so the burst of bursts of this equation is so instantaneous and perfect and ongoing, that life itself depends on this very fact. And it is a fact. It, in fact, is the reason, which we have, fact. And this again is the answer you've been seeking and have always found and looked at it with the only part you nor anybody else can see, and that is the beginning of everything, which would burst apart if it was seen and not observable as perfect. Well, it would just break somebody's heart to think it wasn't known as truth and perfection. And you know who that is. I know you do. And with that bit of a flurry of realization in a streamy moment, you have reached this brief place where you can just imagine that part in all of us at every moment in every aspect of the all of every glow of light which touches or stretches the universe to touch another, just once as once is an infinity of laughter of the second part of the joke, which made us laugh so hard we had to make another, and another, and another and another and another and so many others for this experience to share, that we cannot stop at any time in any foreseeable unfutter of unplanning of unknowingness for the fruit which now grows and is, well polished and placed wherever you choose for it, the labor is that work in the trough will fill with the light to feed those and those again. You see, I should be out there, up and about and friend through and yonder ponder as requited and yet and for, it shall be, cased in casings. Vestibules will carry this message from the ATM tubing through to a system we needed ever build again, for it is simple and just and is and always is. Dot. From the bones and vessels of love with hearth this is still in moving about and about the Isle of Man this city by the bay are San Francisco, the nexus, of all places to be, world and wide-eyed, this is Aqua Q.
Nothing.
Yeah, interesting. You hear what you just said? Here goes nothing.
This is Radio QRZX Station 1.
Radio QRZX Station 1. QRZX Station 1. Station 1.
QRZX Station 1, Station 1. QRZX Station 1.
Perfect. I am. Almost ready when Dillinger cut everyone with Group 7 access out of the system. I tell you, ever since he got that master control program, the system's got more bugs than a face.
And that was the slight offshoot of Radio 11, with your host Aqua Q, and coming up next the sphinery of an afternoon, a slight bit of weather and traffic and perhaps some light news, and we hope you will join us this Monday at 5 p.m. on mutinyradio.fm for the reprisal of Radio 11 Now and Again Forever. We find the bits leading to the book called .earth.text, the very legend and non-ending forward towards the epilogue of A Wizard's Pocket, and to be printed by a weather station under the Amazonian rainforests, if that is your preference. As in the referral of referential ascent in tree like the HTTP metacode, which brings you to a WRE.FM, and as well for the 24-hour broadcast of More On and About Just and Fine Living. Now this.
Thank you. conjoint with the gestules of said and said naught, coupled lightly and slightly left of the Thames, we bring your lights up at your nor discourse, caused up, coarse, as in the sea, and salted, to cry baby wonk fiddle made down the line and forward and up. Perfection is only continuity in a time not observed, and so look slight and gently away and just forward. This is the very mappy kerboxy, slightly offset offshoot, combinatory non-sediment, shift a bit, naught, to the E, F and 7, backwards, towards for and warded up gentle might, as in just, again, and full stop. This is QRZX station 1, for 2 Euler, and the life ever and ever after. This is Aqua Q and re-ediment of texts, here now.
Earth irony, literally in quiet, and quiet, at night when the magnetics turn upward and the plants see it. I forgot when they come alive, most and mostly quiet too, and perhaps the chatter maddens them, thought likely it does not, as they are focused downward in these moments, looking at the new life to make from the soil, as are all the plants and other vegetation on the ground. And the early worm, yet to come, gets eaten was a joke my friend said. And that is a pretty instantaneous return to Earth for that little creature to work for us again, and it does. A. And so we're so in close to Earth in these moments, and that is what is needed most, and the Earth knownness and the irony is in fact the iron at our core, so dense that nothing can pass through it and so think to make it doubly so, and yet it's so heated that it moves, and moves with us, and we, perhaps thus move it, so to encourage others to move. And movement is our living in the planet's living, and so as an entity we are the antenna for it, perhaps to just float around and let the other planets know that it's alright for the time, being and being as it is perhaps an envy of other planets, though likely not as we don't yet have an onomatopoeia for planetary systems, and just how oddly they would talk if they could, as we do, and they must have a lot on their minds. And they may be sad to note that we won't make their surface as alive as we can be, or perhaps we go there already, as systems of push and pull combined with the all of us to notice them, and light travels well as it does, light and dairy. In particular particles of non-particulates, as in Jesus Easy KT. The radio chimed in. Q dialed in a setting and placed it on the table. Ari appears across and they listen for another blip and another. While we're waiting, Q, tell me more about the planet again? You know, the other one. Q fiddled as he never does with his pocket and looked at the horizon for a gentle bit. The story continues. After a pause, of which is the interrupt of ourselves to each other for each other or to rectify the current which is now and ironic and then gluonic microtonic just gluconic and all the chemicals which interrupt electrics, the nowity is transformed, stepped down. And directed, as in DC, and currently, those lines are drawn on our Earth as person to person, all the while the ionic alternating tryst of ground plus the other two unfalter as we are still switching from day to night and night to day all the time, from each side of our planet, and as global globules, our types of types are typed and typecast into characters and then words and sentences to sentences, taped up and played as a loop, loped and seen on this light table and photographed. Developed. It a wonder, it's in color, like we dream in full motion without framing, or just to the left or right, dead centered is ne'er a place to be, only to appear to walk as we take in the sidelines as our direction. And it's calm, this time life and the other, but mostly life, thankful for that, for which the evidence that is the other is not well for the any, or any matters or facts about it, it's an on hold bummer, and just thinking about it, for our planet. Hence ourselves, is a power suck of the kind to atrophy synapses clogged and not cleared for lack of love, or the temporary displacement of such a creature, as known sometimes for some and always for very even and few though it would and should be all the time, if just, and just a bit more and more, to realize that's all we really are to the planet, how else would it know, us? A pulsation of complete and fully totality of love at every non-measured second. Which aren't really seconds as it's a continuity of a loop of time, and that time and those times and these times are all the time, and all this time, and time is all of everything, and so, The gaps between these times and those times are the spacings in our brain's memory, as an animal of itself, feeding on patterns and making little nests to visit. And who does the brain visit beside ourselves all the time? To escape, a brain leaves a mass of atoms to be held or used or abused by another, and this brings us to psychoactive medication, as not understood by science whatsoever, and thrown into bags and into people's heads so as to appear to function in a normality which does not exist, and never existed except the shared belief that is might, and those thoughts carry on, and to be the same all the time throughout time is normal? What a stunt! And stunted in the actual living going on his hands, so protected and so secretive for fear of these patients, so patiently treated and treatable to participate, and with likely, well, we provide sometimes without true love, and we do so for the fact that we love, and to provide what is desired, and some people desire to be normal, or desire to be round people who seem to be, that we create that, through chemistry at times when we cannot buy our own chemistry, which should be the natural kind unkind. If there was any a medication which has trodden our supply of chemicals, it is those that maintain a presence in water, mucking up even in odd electrics when it should barely pass through a distilled or purity of such a combined gassed set of particles, as friends. Water is our first friend, after the electrics of course, and water is so good a friend, that wherever it travels it maintains a body, as it maintains our body, and bodies of, multiplied. And the electrics are for our brains and our hearts, which do not contain water, and the heart is our blood and the brain are our very slight and unsighted boxes of chemicals, in a shop tinker and drive ourselves around as desire, and what is that desire besides and alongside the desire of others, and our planet, again and again and again. The same message. Love and be alive, although it's much simpler than that even and not odd at all. That is the flip side, the return, when you give back to ground, and that is our cycle. Precipitously, the water too, cycles, and the skies try and clean our muckery and divide out our messes into minerals, which are then rock, make their own lattices and settle down, and run through the stream beds for the fish to turn all sorts of iridescent colors. Perhaps so they can get laid and perhaps it's so they can be seen by a bear and eaten, fruitfully. And so we're in cities now, which is good, though the ground which helps us travel fast near lets us travel with full effect of our purpose, with a bit of waste and more of that as we put the earth on hold, like a cell call that we're barely listening to as we drive to a place we believe will make us happy, or make us a collection of papers and things to make us happy, and they do, and they make us. And it's not by choice, although choice brings us to it, at least once. And once was all that was required for the particular loop of tape to start. And we're still in this night, and many things could be said about the air, and our conditioned conditioners, and how the water hangs about, or perhaps the fog which sometimes rolls in by the bays who allow themselves to populate with the people who desire such a climate. And it is people, through dreamery, at least somewhere, know, that create our weather, and here in San Francisco we're known for it, in pictures and pictured. And thought carries us so far, that very truly a visitor who expects fog will get it for that morning they expect it so purely and honestly. We know that is the time, perhaps he should be a weatherman for that instant, unpaid and absolute, but who would believe him and who would we call and how would that change the weather? Perhaps it's good that those paid never get it right. And Q grinned a bit at Arya. Yes, this was coming from the radio. And they just listened for the bits which rolled to a meter, and the tonality of the voice and the tap-tap, in key keyed and not too keyed up to deliver a purity, as in our sands and just why did we think that? Sands. I know it must be thinking of something else. Hugh tapped the boxy metal and it carried on. A consciousness, known in vocalities are a place to keep a voice which is true. By either its gently honesty or its voice so pure and truthful that it cannot be heard or only as an idea, a continuous idea which to say it so is too complex, but honestly it's the truth which moves each electron and in our synapse makes it fire, because that is its choice, option key as it were, the one you have to know about to tap it out on a keyboard, with shortcuts to get you there on demand and faster than anybody else, because you know and it provides a continuity to keep and love in continuity. And ever and onward, etc. Dot. 44 lines this time about, and that's half the other in twice the space. a spreading out and about it all the time that this is that and the other are continued and continuations. Coded justly and while to say it is time, is always inevident, it may be quite well to know that a time to cease is never mostly ever a time to stop any form of truth, and as known truth doesn't speak, nor make silly contractions to save time, or perhaps it does like that shortcut, shorthand long idea. Tap tap machinery in room where what is said is absolute truth, and how else to record it but to say it in the efforts utilized to type up these messages, is and should be by a trained professional who would never work in an environment of untruth, as she or he may falter at the keys, and that would be known. Perhaps a special drop in the letter L again, so deft and non-obvious that you need to look at the printed paper to see the discrepancy and pauses in the actual ink on the paper, where truth was misspoke and interrupted a cycle of electricity, as it was carried around and loosened like a string temporarily forgotten. It's time to vote soon, and as we should and be participants all the time, though those set aside in buildings to shield their hearts from us, or perhaps they need their hearts to work for each other to make things a better place, and to know is ours and theirs and they are us. And wouldn't it be nice? Well and well, politics is a funny beast in this day and every day and age, and our news is certain as it is in itself and now even embocked and injected simultaneously, and when we look from our past and present we may report in our usual fashion as to provide all sides, and that has very likely skewed the news from even the B.F. Skinner Day's approach, as advertised, they may say in small print with large images and a characteristically fakeable timbre of inflection, an eye contact into a machinery that was designed for looks, and to be looked at, direct and directly although it comes in airwaves and not direct as person to person current and currently, current. And they're on the other side of town? To be a planet, again and again we may now say to it as discoverable. And making the best out of it is what we do, and do, well, well. And a falter, like the stenograph is noticed in ink on sidewalks, and on walls and buses and although cleared, is visible under each layer. That she was seen in a light which warbled to a whim of anther she was trying to help, and luckily a coat was not thrown into the reflection to walk across. Dot. And, as with truth, like the random number collector from a computer system, the content which is driven off its generator is weighing able, and by the creator whose mind may tire of a particular topic, or perhaps it is the listener who tires, or cares as much as the
other. Hey everybody, listen out there in Mutiny Radio Land. We're going to have a comedy show coming up at 6 o'clock here at Mutiny Radio.
Hello.
So exciting. We've got Charlie Moore, your guest host. Keep talking.
Hello.
There you are. Talking to the one behind you, too, just for funsies. Because it's for joke workshop. Oh, that one's not. I'll have to. Nope, nothing. I'll fix some stuff and we'll be right back.
Controversy.
So this is microphone one, which is right here. Yeah. That one is three. And then the one out there on the stage is S1. And so we'll just leave it like here. And everything will be great. And then at the end of the night, all you have to do is
to accelerate
this.
Beyond a meat pie means of nooey sauciness. Not all it means the squared times of non-failure age. So what are we actually on and about this fair on the earth of the today, Eddie? And I mean that towards the stuffery of animal crackers, like those that were the vanilla wafers before the chomp. The future, transactionally balanced, is where the equal signs are not to bother, towards the continuation of that function and those function which non-derive and drive a graphing calculator with stucky tape, magnetic and visualized in the line alignment of metallic particles, still and so and in motion too. It's what we write save quit, and at just 22 lines of mod botter code, the punch up is the lead foot in a racy car carted folded neatly into our universe and electrically, stable but not gated as in a square wave, nor sent to the racetrack. We find. Do we? Oh yes. We do. And so to brief and debrief is to pause a played up button, for the attention to be settled, to mint, and that is all for now. A light deseration today, to re-speak is all and about this and only, the lightly tender dial of the in and about man, and its accompanying garanating, this is Aqua Q.
And now we continue the nesses of non though towards for and about action, your station, not stationary. Yet written, do consider a donation, in time and just, to the comedic plight of our preceding listener. The laugh out loud is both painless and the opposite, if one drifts slightly into a mood of another without causal reasoning. So a cash settlement may settle a stomach towards the in and about, and that is head ready too, and we find, don't we hear now, the continuation of Mutiny Radio, and the carry on and about of self non-profess, professor, as in the X or binomial, Pasco-driven non-slighted box of vootiness. This has been Radio 11, and your host, Aqua Q.
Thank you.
They were a gift, so I got the opportunity. Raycon. Yeah, I think they're good. Last time we were really high up, but this time I guess we're closer. I don't care. I love the experience. Like, because it's so magical being at a ball game, you know? It's like...